Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to the show. But guess what?
Taking a little bit of a break here. But in the meantime, we have a very special episode for you. Very special. I hope you're ready.
Yes.
Because we never quit. We never quit. And we love you. Thank you for your support. We love you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
I know, girl. We just did some micro idiots, and our lips were so... So poised to say micro idiot. I know. We do a lot of things on Tuesday, and it can get very confusing.
This is the fifth podcast we're working on.
So that it just Six. Can get very confusing.
But
thank
welcome.
You and welcome. We want to say thank you for listening to this podcast here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. And we want to remind you that you should be subscribing to, downloading, and loving all of the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
You can also become a Frangela Patreon.
That is where you quite literally fund not only art, but progressive causes.
Yes.
And most importantly, this Black-owned business.
That's right. And for that, you get... micro idiots 3 a week,
and also you get birthday messages and just all sorts of things, and we love you and appreciate you and thank you if you already have become our Patreon friend. Thank
yes.
you.
And you can go to cameo.com and get a specialized video from Frangela. We just the other day did a video from one person to themselves.
They needed a pep talk, a pick me up. Just a quick pick me up. And there you can play. This is the thing about it. Like with me, like we have this video. We did this show where Meryl Streep was backstage, and I will admit it is my soap dish go to the mall moment. Where when I'm having a hard day, sometimes I watch it just so I can hear Meryl Streep laughing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she was so... Think of us as that.
Yeah,
this,
for you.
We can give you that kind of a, I feel better message.
We can give you a great pick-me-up.
That's right.
And then always catch us every Friday morning on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the...
Black Power Hour.
Thank you.
That's where Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills. And Stephanie Mills, probably confusingly enough for those around her, becomes Stephanie Miller.
It is wonderful.
Science.
There we go.
Thank you. The stupid never rest.
They never rest. So we get started?
Yes. This first idiot comes to us from a number of people.
Okay.
Eleanor W.
Jeff Y.
Brian H.
John M.
Jennifer F.
Kirk B.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And you can always just always send us an email if you have an idiot that you want to send us to.
Idiot of the week at gmail.com.
Perfect. Woman using gun's laser sight to play with cat shoots friend.
Okay.
I'll say it again. Woman using gun laser sight to play with a cat shoots a friend.
Okay, number one, I object to the use of the term friend.
Yes.
Because this is a victim. Not this is a survivor, perhaps a victim, but not a friend.
Not a friend.
Kenosha, which you know,
I know
it shows up. It's
it
got
does.
A dad. It's something's wrong. There must be some kind of something happens. Like there's some sort of Floridian connect up in Kenosha.
Highway.
Yeah, but apparently, a 19-year-old woman was using the handgun's laser sight as a cat toy. Whatever happened to fuck the string?
Or some
a rope,
a
flashlight,
a sock.
I mean, didn't I watch Katniss use a flashlight?
Okay,
I'm just saying. So she was using the gun's laser sight, and she accidentally shot her friend. So what what I don't understand, so it's a handgun with a laser sight. Let's ask ourselves this first question. Why do you have a handgun with a laser sight that's just out?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. The woman who a witness said had been drinking.
Hello.
Picked up the handgun, turned on the laser sight, and was pointing it at the floor to get the cat to chase it when the gun went off.
I object to blaming the gun. When the gun went off, the gun didn't go off. She pulled the trigger. She had her finger on the trigger quite clearly.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the man who was standing in a doorway was shot in the thigh. He left and went to another apartment where police found him after responding to a 911 call.
And this is where I say he is an idiot for having, apparently it was his gun.
It was his gun.
And the problem here is, but what he did know was when he got shot was he questioned if he should go to the hospital, because this will not surprise you, but he has a record. He has a problem. In fact, he's not allowed by law, apparently, to have a gun.
Right.
Francis, if you aren't allowed to have a gun,
right,
and you do, would you leave it on the coffee table, like next to the Tostitos? Like, why was it loaded, available, and out?
I believe, because I have been a part of a lot of stories where this is what we're going to tell the cops. It reeks of this is what we're going to tell the cops.
This is what I believe happened. I'm going to paint this picture for you, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what I believe happened with zero evidence and no way to prove it. Hmm. She'd been sitting up all night, 19 years old. She's like, she moved in with this man.
Yes, she did.
He didn't come home all night.
She didn't.
She was getting pissed and pissed. She went up there and got his gun, put it on the table. And she was like, you know what? When that motherfucker comes in here today.
Walks his happy ass up in this bitch.
I have been giving you 19-year-old love, okay? I am serious about this. And you disrespect me?
This is Shelton Nugent all the way.
No, you are not going to do that. When he comes in this door... Then she steps up. I'm tapping out my cigarette. I'm doing the object work. And when he comes up here, I'm going to show him. You know what? You know, because this sounds like a gun to the side moment to me. Like a bam. Yeah. And then he bleeds. And then like that, I think, has a sobering influence.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, shit. And now he's got a problem because he shouldn't have the gun.
That's right.
So somebody called the police. They don't say who called the police. I don't believe it was either of these people.
Me either. It has that feeling of, hey, I showed up to my neighbor's door bleeding. Can you help me out? Tourniquet.
And that person went, yeah, I can help you out. 911, this person was shot. He's like, no, not now. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you get shot. This is the thing. I got to tell you, they applied a tourniquet. He was taken to the hospital. There's no word on his condition. I can tell you what his condition is. Rapidly approaching jail.
Yes.
That is his condition.
His condition. He's got a hole in him where there wasn't a hole before.
It sounds like she didn't get arrested in any way, which I don't understand.
I don't understand.
How do you escape any consequence?
I live in America. The America I live in is when you shoot somebody.
Right.
You go to jail.
Well... First of all, I believe these people are white. But also, exactly, because isn't there at least some sort of, you know, reckless handling of a gun, you know, of a deadly weapon? Isn't there some kind of charge here besides, oh, this guy has, there shouldn't have been a gun around?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand that. But also, let's get back to something that needs to be said. We are great lovers of booze. We have enjoyed many a drink.
Lovers.
And there have been times and periods of times when neither of us had drank. I think you don't really drink at this point. But here's the deal. What we've discovered and learned from us.
Yeah.
19-year-olds, learn from us.
Yeah.
There is no situation that is ever made better by booze.
Ever.
And as much as we may enjoy a cocktail, trust me, the cocktail has never resulted in better decisions, a better life choice.
Well, let me tell you something. What my drinking don't resolve into is shooting a bitch.
Well, that we haven't had a gun available.
That's true.
There was a gun on the coffee table, I don't know what would have happened. I think I would have shot plenty of floors.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. In my little, like, bam, bam, ha, and then be like, oh, shit, hide the gun. This is why we need gun control.
Yes. Next up, this is from Erica C. Thank you.
This is so deep. Woman accused of poisoning her lookalike with a cheesecake.
This is deep. A Russian native.
It's sexy already.
I know. New York. A Russian native was charged with poisoning a lookalike with a tranquilizer-laced cheesecake and then stealing her passport, cash, and other property after trying to make it look like a suicide attempt.
Okay, first of all, I know this is going to sound wrong, but props to this bitch.
I mean,
this is intricate. And when we tell you that she actually did do a lot to make this work.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't work. But also, I got to say, what is it with Russians and poisoning?
Well,
that's
a go-to.
Neurotoxins and poisons seem to be, or just push you out the window. But
a go-to.
That seems to be their don't drink or eat nothing.
Around
Russians. And I don't mean people descended. I mean, there's clearly this is a issue.
Yeah.
Basically, this is in Queens. The suspect, Victoria Nazarova, 42, which does sound like one of my Ancestry 23 cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder
mm-hmm.
if that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Of Brooklyn. She has been charged with attempted murder, burglary, and assault, and some other charges. I love it because they're like, there's a bunch of other charges.
Yeah,
but we're not even
going
to get into that. Her lawyer declined to comment.
This is what I love. She declined to comment. Yeah, what you gonna say?
That's right. In an interview, though, which I find interesting, this suspect, Victoria, she did an interview with CBS where she denied forcing the woman to eat the cheesecake. Now, let me be clear about this. I believe of all the crimes this woman has maybe committed, I don't believe she had to force the cheesecake down this person's throat.
Because
I'm going to tell you, if you came over here with a cheesecake, my lips would be wrapped around some cheesecake.
Totally. Well, this is what kills me.
That was a great place to put the poison.
This is so Cal Yurhalinski. I didn't force her to eat the cheesecake. The cheesecake was here. Now, did she ask me if it was laced?
No, I would have told her it is laced with a poison because I hope to overtake your life.
Thank
because you.
You
have all the legal documents I need and we look enough alike that we can pull this off.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of thinking is that? Well, she didn't ask me if it was poison. Had she asked me if it was poison, I would have told her, Your Honor.
I mean, just because she's not on her J-O-B asking the right questions about what she consumes.
How is that
my fault?
I'm Russian and I know
never eat cheesecake from a Russian. It's an old saying.
Yes.
They've been saying that in Siberia since there was a Siberia.
Thank you.
Beware of Russians with cheesecakes. It is the absolute. So apparently she eats the cheesecake and immediately doesn't feel well. So she went to go lay down. So here's the problem. This woman did, like, she severely drugged this person, right? So she went to go lay down. And then when she woke up, she was, the following day, somebody else found her unconscious in her bed, dressed in lingerie with pills scattered around her body as if the woman had attempted to kill herself.
Stop the motherfucking presses.
This is where I hope Lifetime has already called.
Really?
And locked this down.
I'm telling you, because this is where's Judith Light when you need her?
She drugged this bitch, watched her fall out, waited for her to be unconscious, and then it sounds like changed her into lingerie.
Right.
Which is an interesting choice.
And left her in a Marilyn Monroe-esque. Here's the thing.
Do you think that this was a kind way to do it?
It was a kind way.
She was like, oh, she should look cute.
Right.
I murder her.
Well, it makes me, here's my problem. Anybody else who has been friends with this woman,
dude,
who has died, we gotta look into it.
Well, yeah. So she when she wakes up in the hospital and she got home, she realized that her passport and her employment authorization card were missing, along with gold ring and some cash. And law enforcement agents with the Department of Homeland Security tested the cheesecake and confirmed that it was laced with the Russian tranquilizer phenazepam.
Mm-hmm.
And the pills contained the same drug as well. Now, I do want to say, huzzah to, is it Victoria?
Yeah, Victoria.
Huzzah to Victoria for distinguishing herself an idiot of the week for at least using the same drug in the pills that's in the cheesecake. Now, I know we shouldn't be congratulating the attempted murder, and I'm not saying that, but you know what I'm saying.
But usually
you
people are
sick
stupid,
of the stupid,
and it would be opposite. Also, Victoria is accused of drugging and killing a woman in her native country before fleeing to New York. She did this before!
Okay, so and here's the problem. Up until that sentence, what I'm thinking is Victoria, she needed some legal documentation.
Yes, she did.
And she went about doing it the way that crazy people do things, right? Because there's a solid chance if that's what you needed, this person might let you borrow it. I mean, I don't know. But the real thing here is that Victoria's a serial fucking killer.
Yes.
That's the truth.
That's the problem.
That she goes to countries, finds people who look like her, steals her identity. And that was a movie.
Yeah.
That was an Ashley Judd movie that's very bad. Where Ewan McGregor, I believe, follows her around the world as she assumes other people's identities.
Isn't that like a Black Widow-ish
kind of situation? Something like that. It is something like that. But she does the same. It's the same thing.
Ooh.
Only a little like lower rent.
No.
I'm just saying, girl.
You're wrong.
You can't do that.
You're wrong. We'll be right back after these messages.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back. This is from Gary C. Thank you.
I can't.
Florida man dumps a bucket of urine on building inspector.
Okay.
Craig Siegel.
He dumped urine on a city worker, which that term alone says suffering.
Yes.
City worker.
Yes.
Sent down to take down an unsanctioned addition to his home, which I have to say I didn't know they did.
I know that.
if you put up something without permits, that they might make you take it down. But the fact that they will come and take it down, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. You know, but I watch a lot of HGTV.
Does it happen there?
Yeah, and you know, and usually what will happen is that they will let you grandfather certain buildings
or pay for the stuff later. But that makes me wonder if it just wasn't
stable
or up to code or something. But he faces 19 counts of fraud. See, this is where it gets really stupid and not bad. For a rental scheme and a charge of battery for the urine attack. Again, bucket. I'd like to highlight
bucket
of urine.
Which means you've been saving it.
Thank you, Francis.
You've been saving it. And
Who saves up urine?
Well, a tannery.
Do they still use urine for that?
I think they might.
There must be chemicals. I mean, and I know we shouldn't use them because they get into the water. But really, so this is Florida.
Yeah.
Obviously. Apparently, the inspector was on Craig Siegel, is this man's name, on his property because he built an addition last year without building permits.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Craig, you know you're wrong. And he was also running a scheme defrauding potential renters.
The 44-year-old chiropractor.
Now,
this is a man. Here's the thing. This is like, we're not sitting here going, this is somebody, you know, 22 on meth or something.
No,
this is a 44-year-old chiropractor.
And all right. So he knew exactly what he was doing. But the inspector came on site around 7:20 in the morning, which I have to tell you is not, it's outside of crazy times in terms of like meth. Again, and into I'm actually always crazy times. So he came there to dismantle the modifications, mm-hmm. but Seal didn't like that. So he dumped the bucket of urine on him to stop the work.
You know, I often look at people's actions and I go, what world do you live in?
Yeah.
Because I don't live in a world where I think, I can even have the thought that to stop somebody, I will throw piss on you. And you will stop. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna prevent you from doing your job.
See, this is to me the crux of the biscuit.
Crooked to the crux, girl.
This is why Craig is an idiot. Because yes, you may in fact stop that one person. And trust, I believe in Craig's urine making ability. Don't let me, I'm not in any way trying.
First of all, Craig can piss like a racehorse.
Craig can make some urine.
He's got a very big bladder.
Craig knows how to get urine out. Okay? I'm not trying to take that from him.
Don't take that from Craig, Angela.
I'm not trying to take that from him. Clearly, Craig is superior on the urine absorption.
Exactly.
Okay? He is Olympian in this.
Yes, he is.
But all you're doing is committing assault, which is a crime, and in felony, and can get you in actual jail, mm-hmm. where I believe the illegal rental scheme and all that may not necessarily, depending on the level of crime, you may not actually have to go to jail. But the urine thing, it's a violent act, right? It's an assault. So you assault one person. Do you really think they weren't going to send anybody else?
No.
They're going to come back and go, oh.
I guess
we can't take it down. We got urine on us.
This is the house with the urine.
And let me tell you something.
I can't do it.
He's lucky it wasn't my black ass.
Ooh.
Because if it had been, not only would I have continued the work of dismantling, I would have pissed the entire time I was doing it.
Shit. I'd be pissing on him.
Drinking water just to keep the flow going and just pissing everywhere. Because I am serious. If you gonna learn, you gonna learn, okay?
Authorities accused Siegel of duping people into paying for what they thought was rent on a 12-bedroom mansion.
And now we hate him even more.
When in reality, it was a 5-bedroom McMansion. This is what kills me.
The characterization.
It was a McMansion.
Which says it lacked character.
Yes.
And it was like a franchise mansion.
It wasn't like the 12-bedroom mansion that he was promising.
So he had payments from people that were totaling about $53,000 to a rental company that was owned by him, mm-hmm. Allegedly. And victims who either accepted their downsized fate or found or just had to find other accommodations. Mm-hmm. When they tried to get the money back from him, he said, you're going to have to sue me because the money is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So Denise Blair, who's a victim, said, you give me my money back. He said, no, we are not in the financial position to do that. What I do have to tip my hat, just besides just his urine mm-hmm. absorption prowess, Craig kept it professional on how he spoke.
Yes, he did.
He's like, you know what? At this time, we simply don't have the funds to reimburse you for the felony I've just committed against you.
Yes, so.
You can say it, yes.
Yes.
I mean, that would piss me off, too, and make me piss.
Yeah, but that's exactly who he is. You know, and this is the thing about people who take advantage of people.
Yep.
What they know is that that person, nobody wants to go through the extra finance of actually being asked out of money and then having to pony up money to sue somebody.
Who probably doesn't have the money. But here's the thing. He did have the money to make more than $170,000 in contributions to a retirement account last year. A retirement account for himself. Okay, so let me get this straight about Craig. This is the problem with Craig. Craig is all over the place.
Yes.
On stupid. Craig's like, oh, I need a retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Craig sat down and had some intelligence around, I need to make some money.
Right.
I need to contribute to my retirement. Because normally when people commit crimes like this, you think that money's getting used on like sports cars
That's
or drugs
right.
or,
That's right.
or whatever. But what does he do? He puts it in a retirement fund.
Yeah.
Then he doesn't get building permits, which I don't know how much they cost and how difficult it could be, but he could have done that.
Well, you know what?
He might have gotten away with all of this had he gotten the permits.
Well, the permits are... I'm going to tell you something about Craig. Craig is about doing everything wrong.
Yeah. Craig don't know how to do anything right.
Craig don't know how to do right.
In fact, when facing something that seems right, like a retirement fund, Craig finds a way to make it a fuck up.
Exactly. Craig is a fuck up.
That's and he's what, also, he's got no moral character.
That's right. But now he's being held in jail on a $55,000 bond, which to me,
take it
ain't
from
enough.
His retirement fund.
Ain't enough.
I mean, and I would be so pissed.
Oh, girl, if I had to drive home covered in somebody's urine.
Oh, I would.
From work?
No, I'm going to wash.
From work?
I'm going to get a hose from the outside and do that inside the house. Hose myself. Because you don't have a respect for your own property. You pour, this urine was poured on this man. You don't have a respect for nothing.
No, you ain't got respect
Fuck
for nothing.
You, Craig.
Yeah. Next up, this is from Patrick M. and Jeff Y. Thank you. Bank robbery in England goes awry because of some bad handwriting. Now, you know what? I'm going to throw a flag on this play because, you know, I'm left-handed, y'all, and I have the devil's paw.
I thought you were going to say because of my handwriting.
Oh yeah, you got bad handwriting.
I have horrible handwriting. I have handwriting that's so bad I can't read it. I'll be like, I don't know what I wrote here.
Let me tell you something. Angela's not allowed to make the notes. Because we'll never know.
You don't know what it was.
It'll be the most brilliant thing we've ever said.
I'll be like, I can't read it.
We can't read it.
I can't read it. I don't know what happens between here and here. But it is not legible. It is not. That's, I type a lot because it's better for everyone if I type things. So I almost feel like I have to recuse myself from this a little bit.
You know what I had thought? I hadn't even thought about it. I was thinking about my own handwriting.
Oh, your handwriting is great.
But yeah, now it is. When I was a child, it was really bad.
When you were
bad.
A child, you were learning.
No, but when I was much younger, they made me go to, remember I told you, for years I had to go to a special room and they made, did I tell you about
no.
that? Sister Mary Ellen would call me, be like, Eleanor, come here. And I have to go upstairs to the library alone and sit there for like 40 minutes, like a couple times a week. And I had to do exercises for my hand.
Let me tell you about something about nuns. Let me tell you something about Catholic schools. You will use that your hand correctly.
You will.
I mean, they will not let you out without that. But I, you know, this is the thing. So anyway, please share a picture of the note on Twitter, which is worth looking at if you want to. Because I guess the note was supposed to, you were supposed to read, your screen won't stop what I've got. Just hand over the 10s and 20s. Think about the other customers. So that was the note he tried to hand off. Now, apparently one time he got away at a bank with $3,300.
Yeah.
But then he tried another robbery and he left with no money. And then this last one, he left with no money because they couldn't read the note. They were like, what does this say?
His name is Alan Slattery. He's 67 years old. He's retired. But I don't call this being retired.
No,
I call this
Changed careers.
You changed careers.
Unless you were always a bank robber.
Exactly.
You know, this is his second, third act. I don't know what we call it.
Yeah.
But he chose bank robber. But here's the deal. And I get this. You can't really outsource your bank robbery right? You can't say, hey, girl, before we go to this movie, could you real quick write a note? No, you know my handwriting's so bad.
Why
could
you type it up?
Well, because exactly. Type the note, because this is the thing. He had a robbery, and this is where I get mad at him. He got away with it once, then he had a robbery where it didn't work, and the person couldn't read it. Why not solve the problem? Instead, he tries it again and gets caught. Now he's a bank thief.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You can't write. This is not the job you're supposed to be doing, Alan.
But also, and this needs to be said, we've stopped teaching handwriting
in
the schools.
Yes, we
this
have.
This is a failure of the educational system.
It really is.
And it gives me no joy to say this is the educational system in the UK. It's still, what are we teaching the children? When our children can't even adequately commit crimes.
No.
What have we done?
No. So let's review. Woman using guns, laser sight to play with cat, shoots friend.
Then we have the woman accused of poisoning her lookalike with a cheesecake.
Then we have the Florida man who dumps a bucket of urine on a building inspector.
And then we have the bank robbery, a suspect who fails because his handwriting is so bad.
The biggest idiot.
I am stuck a little bit between dumping the bucket of urine and guns laser sight.
I'm between guns laser sight and the woman who poisoned her lookalike.
Interesting.
Because here's the thing. I have to go with the woman and the guns laser sight.
Yeah.
Because
first of all, somebody got shot.
Yeah, and playing with a cat. If that's what happened.
Then that is really, really dumb. Because again, you could ball up some Kleenex with a lot of cats and you do that. There had to have been, you know, cats just want something to tug at and shave.
Shit, a piece of old spaghetti.
That's what I was saying. You don't need to use a gun laser sight.
No.
And
no.
Also, why you gotta, you shouldn't have the gun to begin with. Your ass has already been in trouble. Mm. She's too young. All of these situations. Because, Francis, there was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time in this country when, I'm not saying everybody went to Petco. Mm-hmm. Okay, or unleashed the right, smaller Petco.
Right.
I'm not saying everybody went online to Etsy to get cat toys, but when you want to play with the cat, you pick up some around the house,
yeah,
or maybe a mouse if you're cruel,
right.
And you threw it at the cat or near the cat, and the cat went nah, 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 nah. And that's how you play. There was a time people were satisfied with homegrown pet toys.
Yes, that's right, Angela. There was a time in this country. There was a time in this country that if a building inspector came on your land
Thank
and you,
you
were dissatisfied with their choices or what have you,
Thank you.
You give them a fist and you say, you shake your fist and
you tool the man.
Yes, yeah. You know, you give them the what for. You didn't fling piss on them.
No, what are you? Are you some kind of animal? You don't fling. Piss is not a communication tool.
No,
that
it's
is not how we do that. There was a time in this country, Francis.
Angela, there was a
time. There was a time in this country that when you met somebody who looked like you,
mm-hmm.
it was either interesting or maybe a little disturbing, but you didn't go, ooh, I could kill this bitch and take her identity.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, we don't kill our doppelgangers.
This is We're not a Betty Davis
gang.
Movie.
We get together and gang. We dopple and gang.
I don't understand it.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week.
And thank you again for tuning into all these podcasts. And we want to say, and thank you again for watching on Facebook. We can't see your comments, which is upsetting to us, but we'll try to figure that out. And thank you for listening and subscribing. And a big thank you to our producer, who we love, Laura.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.